Blog Talk Radio.
So we just praise God in advance for what he was getting ready to do. Happening now.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, listen. Wonderful time this morning. God is up to something. And what he's up to is greater than what he's been doing. I want to wish everyone out there in Radio Land a very, very happy and prosperous New Year's Eve. We are in the eve of a brand new dawn. Brand new year is approaching. And I'm telling you, God is up to something. If you made it thus far, and you are a praiser, and you've been praising God, well, it don't even have to be prophesied that you are going to be blessed beyond measures. It's a fact that anyone that praised God through this year, and this year alone, hallelujah, God got a miracle with your name on it. That's right. Don't be left out. Don't think but for one moment God ain't going to do what he said he's going to do. He's not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. He's not even going to repent that he made us. God is up to something. And I promise you that you're going to get it within 3 days. That's right. Normally, I don't put a day or time on what God's going to do. But I prophesy in the name of Jesus that he's going to start 3 days. There's a three-day blessing in my spirit, prophetically. For praisers, for people who decided that, you know what, no matter what it looked like, I'm still going to give God glory. Well, it's that time to approach the throne of grace and to thank God for what he's already done and thank him in advance for what he's about to do. It's going to be a phenomenon on this morning at 11 o'clock. You can walk through a dry place after all the water has gone. It may look like we were drowning, but he said in his word, I feel something here, y'all. I don't know what's going on, but I'm ready to pray, and I just keep hearing the prophetic in me rising up. Amen, for a miracle for a people, amen, that don't mind dancing in public for God. It makes you an easy prey. That means if you're not praising God, you ain't getting nothing. But if you praise him, you will get what anybody say that you can't have. That's the kind of God we serve. And so I'm excited to serve a God like that. And don't let God leave you out this New Year's Eve. Come and hear what he has to say in such a time as this. Invite all my friends out from the surrounding areas, Baltimore, Washington, Maryland, Virginia, to come on out and hear what the Lord has to say in this closing time. Getting ready to open up, amen, a brand new package. That's right, it's a package coming. Hallelujah. There's some damaged goods that's packaged up just for you. And guess what? You have that ability and that authority inside of you. Amen. To be a part of what God's doing. Hey, listen, we are blowing up already. So I want to take this call up. Amen. And see what they have to say in such a time as this. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Caller, you are on the air. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air. All right, we're
Lord.
Caller, you're on the air.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Who may I be speaking to? Your first name, please.
My name is Beverly. Beverly Mango.
Hey, Beverly, all is well. Are you enjoying this New Year's Eve already?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Well, I appreciate
this is the day the Lord has made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it.
Wow. Wow.
To 2018, our greater is coming.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
Well, I so appreciate you calling on this morning, and definitely feel free to call back anytime you decide. We're getting ready to teach a dancing in public. Make sure it's easy to pray. God's going to get his blessings out of us in public, and he's going to bless us publicly.
Amen. Amen.
All right, well, we so appreciate you calling, and you just stay tuned and hear what the Lord has to say in such a time as this.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yes, and so in that, God is up to something. He's blessing the saints of God already. I got to invite you out, and then we're going to do a couple of other little things. And want to invite you out this morning at our 11 o'clock service. God is definitely being a blessing to Family Community Fellowship. That address is 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital, where I am the district elder of the International Bible Way Churches Worldwide, where the Honorable Presiding Bishop and Chief Apostle is the Apostle Floyd E. Nelson, Sr. So we're excited, amen, for leadership. We're excited for what God is about to do, amen, even in next year. So thanks to God. Again, if you're not doing nothing this morning and you want to get your church in, and don't forget tonight at 9 o'clock, we will be bringing in the new year. At 12:01, God has a miracle with your name on it, and you need to come and find out, amen, your direction for next year. That's a direction, amen. That's something that you are responsible for in Jesus' name. It's called successor. You are a successor, and you need to come out and find out what your direction is. Amen. You got to understand that what had you bound, what had you slave, what had you, amen, in a situation where now it's time for you to go forth in Jesus' name, that thing then died. You are a successor now. And so there's no excuse for you not to, amen, be leading something in the new year. So come out and find out how you're going to do that. Amen, in Jesus' name. Father, we appreciate you now and ever. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do on this radio broadcast. Thank God for Blog Talk Radio. Thank God for the Generation by Faith radio broadcast, where you, amen, set me down in the studio to be the host of one of the greatest nations in the world. And I thank God for the hand that's upon, amen, you and the people of God. Thank you for allowing us to be who we are in your name. Now, God, we have petitions that we want to, amen, send up before you, that you may be able to stamp a sign of approval on them, God. Right now, we're asking that you bless, amen, the incarcerated people that God made a decision that if you get them out of that one, they won't do it no more. God, trust them in the name of Jesus, God. God, you know who you need to let out, and you know who needs to stay in there. The sick and the ones that's on the bed of affliction, touch them right now in the name of Jesus, God. For some of us have the advantage this morning because we got the activities of our limbs. We can praise you, but there's some people that will be willing to take our place. Don't let no rocks cry for us in the name of Jesus. Give us the ability and the authority inside of us to give your name all the praise and all the glory. God, those that are in trouble right now, hallelujah, your word declared that you will hear them, amen, in the time of trouble. God, we are in troubled times, and I've seen your hand work, and I know that you continue to make this thing be possible. So God, right now, bless this. It will be blessed. Keep it. It will be kept in Jesus' name. Amen. I need you to go to the book of Judges. To the book of Judges. God gave me a little sermon this morning on dancing in public makes you an easy prey. And the reason why you're going to come up with what you're dancing for is the mere fact that somebody is not present. Amen. Somebody ain't present. So let me tell you something. When it's time to show up, you need to be there. You need to be the first one, amen, in what God is doing. And God is doing a whole lot. Yes, he is. The book of Judges, the 21st chapter of the book of Judges, I just felt led to be here on this morning, and y'all got to help me out because it's going to be a trying, amen, situation here because God has created loopholes in his word. He has created loopholes, amen. It's called grace, if you will. He's created loopholes, amen, to be able to go back on some things that he made a decision to say, hey, would not happen. But thank God for a loophole, and you need to know the loophole. And if you don't know the loophole, guess what? You're going to be just like the word said, a man, a liar. Amen. And so I'm so excited about what God is trying to matriculate, amen, to his people in this morning. We had a marvelous time on Friday night, amen. We went over there with Apostle Pete and Perret. And I'm telling you, God came through that place in a magnificent way. Man, the people of God got to praising in there, got to crossing over things already. And so I'm excited about where God is taking the church. I'm excited about where God is taking his people. Amen. And I want to go directly into the word of God. It is clear. It's coming by way of the book of Judges, the 21st chapter, verses 15 to 25. These numbers add up 21, 15, and 25 is 61, which is 7, a completion. And then we are definitely in a completion of the year. 12 is the number of perfect. And watch this, God's power and authority also completeness. So there's no excuse for you going into or crossing over into the new year with things open. You got to shut things down. You got to close things. You got to complete things. That's what this year is about. It's not great to be able to cross over with everything that's bounding you up right now. So, amen, there's a dance that maybe you have to be in public to make you a prey for God. And so I want to read this word from Judges, the 21st chapter, verse number 15. And it reads on this wise. Watch what it says, people of God. And the people repented them for Benjamin. And the people repented them for Benjamin because that the Lord had made a breach in the tribe of Israel. Then the elders of the congregation said, how shall we do for wives for them that remain? Then the women are destroyed out of Benjamin, And they said there must be an inheritance for them that be escaped of Benjamin, that a tribe be not destroyed out of Israel. What is God saying? Thanks to God, there is something that God owns that wants to disown God. And God refuses to allow people to be disowned by him. But he can't help it if you disown him. But there's a preach that went out. There's a pledge. There's something that God, amen, requires. God out of 100 is not happy with 90. He's not happy with 99. He's not happy with 99 and a half. It won't do. He wants 100. And there's a tribe that's down, and God is not happy about it. And so what he does is he creates a loophole to connect what's lost to come back together. And I'm prophesying over the airway right now to let you know that whatever is lost about to come back together in the year of 2018 is going to be one of the most fertile and productive and prosperous years that you can even imagine in your mindset. I feel something here because we're about to go somewhere. There's a group of people that's left out that can't help themselves because the men are not in place. And God says that in order for him to start something else, he needs the women to have a man. That's right. Every woman that's without a man, God said that good man is coming in your direction. As a matter of fact, a man that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor through the Lord. Do you know what that word find? It means to appear, which means, watch this, the man has already appeared. You have already seen the man. It could be the one. And so I want to go on because I feel something here. And then it goes on and say, 17, and they said there must be an inheritance for them that be escaped of Benjamin, that a tribe be not destroyed out of Israel. 18, howbeit we may not give them wives of our daughters, for the children of Israel have sworn, saying, cursed be he that giveth a wife to Benjamin. Lord, have mercy. Let me tell you something. God is so great, and he's so good, and I don't know how this is going to come out, y'all. I promise you, there's a loophole attached, because Benjamin, who lost a wife, is about to get another wife. And if he got another wife, the Bible said that he will be cursed. He's going to come up with the wife, but the curse is going to be broken. I'm prophesying right now that every curse that's attached to every family member in this world, broken in the name of Jesus right now. I'm pleading the blood over curses that wants to cross over. It can't cross over. Listen to what God is saying. He's about to create a loophole now. Disobedience, God hates, but he loves the people. I'm going to say that again. Disobedience he hates, but he loves his creation. And he's going to do everything in his power to connect that creation back to him. Yes, it is. Listen, I want to give a number out just in case you want to call if you feel something. You want to help me out on this sermon this morning, 646-668-2799. You can dial again, 646-668-2799. You'll get me live. That's right. God's talking to live people. So I'm excited about what he's about to do. But listen, I need to read on because we're ready to go somewhere here. It goes on and say, cursed be he that giveth a wife to Benjamin. 19. Then they said, behold, there is a feast of the Lord in Shiloh, yearly in a place which is on the north side of Bethel, on the east side of the highway that goeth up from Bethel to Shishim, and on the south of Libnah. Listen, people of God, God has set us up for a major miracle, but you must be a praiser. If you're not a praiser going out this year, I feel sorry for you. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. Verse 20, therefore they commanded the children of Benjamin, saying, go and lie in wait in the vineyards. Do y'all see that? You got 600 men of Benjamin left. All the others had been wiped out. They hiding. And God told them, watch what he says now, because we're about to go somewhere. Go and lie and wait in the vineyard. They are running for their lives. They are afraid that they're going to be captured and woke up. There's some things that's captive in our life right now and broke up. But God said, hide, because you need something from them. And so if you hide, you can't come out hiding. Let me tell you something. God's committed to bless us for hiding. Yes, he is. The only reason why we got to hide is because he's waiting to give us something that praise. That's right. I don't want nothing that don't praise God. Let's go on with this thing. Therefore, they commanded the children of Benjamin, saying, go and lie in wait in the vineyards. Verse 21, and see, and behold, if the daughters of Shiloh come out to dance in dancing, then you come out of the vineyards and catch you every man his wife of the daughters of Shelah, and go to the land of Benjamin. Hold up now. Hold up now. Anyone that gives the wife to Benjamin is cursed. Let's see what the Lord has to say. He's commanding the Benjamites to get wives from Shiloh. That means if Shiloh gives wives to Benjamites, then they curse. Well, they're not going to give their wives up. They're going to take them. How about that? And they only can take the ones that's dancing. Good God from dying. Every year around that time, the Bible said that it's a feast going on. It's a celebration in Shiloh. And they know how to dance. They know how to praise God. But there's some people that need praisers in their life. And the only way you can take something that don't belong to you is that you praise God to get it. Good God Almighty. What am I saying? Somebody is not appreciating praisers. And so God will give a praiser to somebody that prays. I'm about to mess up here. I feel like I'm about to mess up. But if anybody out there want to call in and say, man, you ain't messing up, 646-668-2799. Let me know, because I'm going deep here. The Bible said anyone that gives wives to Benjamin is cursed. But now, Benjamin getting ready to come up with wives. Good God from Zion. Now, this don't make sense to me. It goes on to say, verse 22, and it shall be, when their fathers or their brothers come unto us to complain, that we will say unto them, be favorable unto them for our sake, because we reserve not to each man his wife in the war. For ye did not give unto them at this time that ye should be guilty. In other words, what God is saying, that you better be glad we only taking a few wives when we can take the whole camp. Good God from Zion. Man, God's getting ready to really, really bust a move on some people. Watch this. That ain't doing it right in God. Now, I'm about to prophetically wake you up and let you know exactly what God is saying. God is saying, I could have wiped this whole Shiloh out, but I'm only getting a few wives for Benjamin because this tribe I need. Do y'all hear that? I don't care what it looked like in your life. It may look like you at your last within. You got one dime left in your pocket. I don't care. God is going to send you a praiser. And if they're not a praiser, it's commanded you not to touch them. He says, if you see the women dancing to dance, go out and get one. But if they ain't dancing, you leave it alone. If they're not praising next year with you, leave them alone. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that the reason why some of us are in the situation that we're in right now is because we're hanging out with non-praisers, people that think that they got it going on and they want to impress you about what they have, but they don't want to lend you nothing. They want you to look at them and see how far God brought them. Well, there's a loophole about to take place, because if they're not careful, you get about to end up with the dead. I'm prophesying this morning. I feel prophetic this morning. 23, and the children of Benjamin did so and took them wives according to the number of them that danced. Y'all see that? Whom they caught, and they went and returned into their inheritance and replenished the cities and dwelt in them. Lord, have mercy. Do y'all? I hope you understand what God is matriculating today. God, listen. Amen. Everybody don't praise him, so everybody ain't getting nothing. Everybody ain't dancing. Everybody ain't getting nothing. I was trying to be a blessing to some people on Friday night, and it turned out great. It turned out right. The truth of the matter is, you know, God is strange. God is funny. God is up to something, and you have to have an ear in this season to hear what God is saying in such a time as this. And if you don't have an ear and you judge him, you're going to miss the very fact that God wants to bless you. But you got to create something for God to bless. He inhabit the praises of his people, which means when you start out praising, that's your praise. That don't belong to God. God wants you to praise him enough so he can get in it. That's why you got to go all out for him. Let me go on, because I'm almost closing this book up. And replenish their cities and dwelt in them. Verse 24. And the children of Israel departed thence at that time, every man to his tribe and to his family, and they went out from thence every man to his inheritance. Last verse. In those days there were no kings in Israel. Every man did that which was right in their own eyes. Lord, have mercy. I'm about to let some of us know that God is getting ready to bless us. He's getting ready to bless us with a praise. Listen, I'm going to attempt to teach this. Y'all bear with me. If you want to call in, you can 799. And if you got a prayer request, you know, give me about 10 minutes and call in and get that prayer request in there so we can send that up to Jesus and let him go on and birth what he needs to birth. But catch this. We are in the 12th house, which is the 12th year, which is the 12th month in this year. 12 is the number of perfect. Listen, we are in a perfect month. We're in a perfect house. We're in a perfect month. This is a perfect month to do what it is that we need to do, to cross over, to get an inheritance, to get back into the tribe of things, if you will. 12 also represents, watch this, God's power and authority, which means if you need to give up something, you need to do something, you need to ask God for anything, God has the power to do so and the authority. Also, completeness. God is completing everything in this month. He's not completing anything next month. It ought to be completed. I want to say that again. God is not completing anything next month. This is the month of completion. So if you're crossing over with things open and things, you know what, that's not completed, you bringing that in the new year. God wants to, he wants things together. That's why it's important to come out tonight. Come out tonight and hear what the Lord has to say in such a time as this. It's going to be a phenomenon. It's a shame that you got everything you need to work with, but you're not working with it. You got everything you need to work. There's no reason for you being broke when you got a gift. You got talent. God gave you gifts to get money, not to take money, but to get money. And so I want to move on and let you know that when God is having a meeting and someone decides not to come to the meeting, that means he's missing out on some pertinent and valuable information. You ain't going to understand the loophole if you're not there. And so there's a people that's not present, and because they're not present, God has the authority to take what's theirs and give it to the people who was present. He said that Benjamin, he would not wipe out, even though it looked like Benjamin was getting wiped out. Y'all do know who Benjamin is. Benjamin is Joseph's brother. It's a shame that, amen, because you young, you think you can do anything that you want to do. Or think you, because you got it going on, you think you can do anything you want to do. No, 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 you can't do that. God has blessed us to a place where he wants to bless us even the more. But watch this. We got to go on. I'm going to teach this. We're going to get blessed on in here this morning. So, what God said is, he said, the place where these people were was in Mizpah, which means the watchtower, which means God is watching every move. Every move. The Jebusite, which means the dry and rugged place. See, when you rugged and you dry, you're not going to show up. You nothing but trouble. When you can't get a praise out, you ain't nothing but trouble. So he says he has to take something from somebody that's not present. And normally it's the Jebusite. It's the dry, rugged people or people that's in a dry place. He don't want nothing dry around him, especially praise. I would love to get a witness out right here. Then he talked about Israel. May God prevail, or he struggles with God. That's what Israel means. May God prevail, or he struggle with God. Benjamin, the son of my right hand, or the south. Gibeon, a hill place. What does all this mean? I'm going to break it down for you. Rimmon, God of Aram or agriculture or pomegranate. Preservation. What you need is completeness, is what I'm trying to tell you. It's what you are going to get. There's a loophole in the oath you made. You made an oath. But there's a loophole in the oath that you made. Don't give wives to Benjamin. If you do, you'll be cursed. That's an oath that nobody wants. But there's a loophole in that oath. And if you're not present, you're not going to be able to get it. Now, I'm going a little hard now. Watch what God says. Prophetically, I just want to break the scriptures down we read. In public makes you an easy prey. Dancing in public makes you an easy prey. Number one, saints of God, catch this. God knows what he wants to give you. You see that? Even if you're not a praiser, God knows what he wants to give you. So therefore, you have to praise him to get it. Don't give Benjamin wives. Benjamin was almost wiped out. God said there's none of his going to be wiped out. He's being wiped out on the strength that, amen, hallelujah, good God from Zion. Listen to what God's saying. He's blessing us even right now. I can't believe what God's getting ready to matriculate on the people of God because of a loophole. there's a loophole in the oath that you made. You should get everything deserving that's coming from you or to you. There's no, listen, you ought to be dead now. You ought to died in your situation. But there's a loophole in the oath that you made. God, if you get me out of this one, I won't do it no more. And if I do it, kill me. That's an oath. God said, I can't kill you because there's a loophole in that. I'm going to give you an opportunity to repent. If you repent and be baptized, unless I come to remove the candlestick from his place. God don't want to blow the light out, people of God. But listen, what's he, look, watch this loophole now. God knows what he wants to give you, for he has a good man looking out for you that has experience in being in the war. Let me tell you something. The people that God is sending unto you to help you out, to get you out of the oath that you made with God, and it looks like you cursed. That man that God is sending has experience in being in wars. They know how to fight. They know how to go around the hill. They know how to go around the circle. They know how to go in the valley. God ain't sending no one unto you that don't know how to fight. And watch what it says. God knows what he wants to give you, who he has a good man looking out for you that has experience in being in a war. Because you made it and survive, the terms of peace is coming to you from your enemy. Uh-oh. People of God, you got to understand. Don't let your crowd be your cross. Don't let your crew be your cross. The enemy could be in your camp. But guess what? Let me help y'all. When you've been waiting to be complete, and everything is behind you, then you will see the painful problem. Help is on the way. What am I saying? When you notice the problem is in your camp, after the dust settles, after the man that God sends you to help you expose, and you see it, it's going to be painful who they are. It'll make you feel like you've been spinning your wheels. But this man that God sends knows how to fight. He knows how to fight, thanks to God. So, help is on the way. If that's you out there, you must continue to praise God. If you prayed, God, send people in your vineyard to help. They coming, thanks to God. They coming, and they coming by way of a loophole. God is supposed to wipe you out because that's what you said. The oath was, give no wives to Benjamin. Don't give Benjamin anything. As a matter of fact, ain't but 600 men left out of all the tribe of Benjamin. How is it that the tribe of Benjamin going to flourish? How is it that they're going to replenish? The men need wives, but if anyone giving them wives, then the people that give them the wives are cursed. Thank God for a loophole. Number two. Be careful who you tell on the way up, where to go and how to get there. When the problem is complicated by the fact that your enemy has taken an oath not to give you what you need to make it. They have forgotten they need you to survive. This hardship right now will turn in your favor. Do y'all hear that? I don't care what hardship you're in right now, it's going to turn in your favor. It may be complicated right now. That's why when it feels like you got a little break, don't show your little self off. You know, be humble. Be careful who you tell on your way up. Because let me tell you something. We're on our way up. And you can't talk and do any, people any kind of way you want to. So be careful who you tell on the way up, where to go and how to get there when the problem is complicated. By the fact that your enemy has taken an oath not to give you what you need to make it. The enemy said, watch this. We ain't giving Benjamin nothing. He can't get no wives. As a matter of fact, we're looking for the 600 that's left. We're looking for 600 men that's left. And God said, watch this. Hide them. And guess what? everybody with you ain't going to get blessed. Because people that's with you got to see how God bless you. And the only way they're going to get blessed is they serve God or bless God for blessing you. We live in an hour right now that people are getting jealous over who God blessing. That it shouldn't be like that. You ought to just be blessed that God is blessing anybody. That's how you get blessed. So guess what? I got to read this one more time. Be careful who you tell on the way up where to go and how to get there. When the problem is complicated by the fact that your enemy has taken an oath not to give you what you need to make it. They have forgotten they need you to survive this hardship right now. Will turn in your favor. Y'all see that? God's getting ready to bless 2-for-1 out the deal. Number 3, believe it or not, God is making your enemy praise him right now. I don't care who your enemy is right now. The problem with most people, amen, in this 12th house, in this 12th month, in this completion month, is people still don't want to give God praise for God blessing you. But that's all right, how God blessing you. I'm going to praise right in their face. It's that simple. Believe it or not, God is making your enemy praise him right now. Your enemy has came to the fact that if I don't give God praise, then God not only going to bless you, but he ain't going to bless me. These enemies can't take the fact that you being as blessed as you are. They can't take it. So what God does is he goes to the enemies. He says, listen, the more you hate on Daryl, the more I'm going to bless him. Once the enemy gets the concept or how God is blessing you, they will stop. It's that enemy. It's that simple. People don't want to see you blessed. So they will go by any means necessary not to have you blessed. But guess what? You're going to get 2-for-1 out of the deal because you're a praise, and now God is making your enemy praise him. Watch this for you. That's what it says. Believe it or not, God is making your enemy praise him right now. God is doing that. God's saying, listen, I need Benjamin to get wives, and so I need the tribe of Shiloh to praise. And if they don't praise, don't bother them. But if they dance to dance, come out and grab you one. Once you take it, that's the loophole. God is allowing you to take. So the new year is going to be all about taking. Let's go back to the devil's camp and take what he took from us. How about that? I'm about to shut this down, thanks to God, because I'm feeling something here. I'm feeling that God is about to bless us so well. Anytime he makes your enemy praise, Let me go ahead and do it. Y'all got me hyped. Believe it or not, God is making your enemy praise him right now. They cannot live without you in their lives. Remember, you made them who they are, and they need you and your friendship to be blessed. Isn't it amazing that people will say these words? For me, you wouldn't be nothing. But why you can't let me go then? Then why is it that the fact that you still holding on to something? Why is it that, you know, you my enemy? You know, why you can't let go of what I've done to you? Why, you know, you'd be surprised. There's so many relationships that people are in them because they tolerating one another. I really would never want to be in a relationship like that, just being in it to tolerate somebody. Listen, Lord have mercy. Let me move on. Believe it or not, God is making your enemy praise him right now. They cannot live without you. Your enemies can't even live without you. You make your enemies look so good. And that's why people, that's why domestic violence is so high. You know, you got one praise and then you got one that's jealous of your praise. And so they don't want to praise God because, you know, they feel like God has more control over you than they do. Well, the devil is a liar. He is supposed to have control over you. He made you. As a matter of fact, you're nothing but a puppet on a string. But listen to what he said. Believe it or not, God is making your enemy praise him right now. They cannot live without you. in their life. Remember, you made them who they are, and they need your friendship to be blessed. So to get what you want out of them and God, you have to participate in sacrifices, in worship, and in giving and fellowship offering, which means that if you come to church and you got money in your pocket and you don't give, you're going to be an enemy. It's that simple. You got to participate in the worship if you want to get something out of it. God said, listen, I'm going to have people worship. I'm going to have people praising, and you need what they have. And so in order for you to get it, I'm hiding you in bushes, and you're going to see the shallow woman come out dance to dance, and you go out and get one because I need to replenish Benjamin. I need to replenish Benjamin. I need to save a tribe, amen, that I made. I'm feeling something here. And so if you don't participate in the worship, you can't get nothing. It's that simple. When you praise God today, he will take what you need from someone else to make up the difference because they think they got it going on. The wealth of the wicked is being transferred in next year. I prophesy in Jesus' name that God is literally taking people stuff and giving it unto you. So get ready to put keys and deeds in your hand. Get ready, amen, that while your transfers is going to be transferred. I'm so excited, thanks to God. I'm ready to bring this to a close, but you have to understand what God is saying in such a time as this. We're living in an hour now where God said, you know what, I'm about to take something from somebody and give it to you because they don't appreciate it. They're not taking advantage of the loophole that I have here. Yes, we made oaths. They're not supposed to be blessed as they are, but they bless. But they don't sacrifice. They don't come to church to sacrifice. They don't come to church to praise. And the question is, why should God continue to bless you when you're not a giver? You get blessed the more you give. Listen to what he says. When you praise God today, he will take what you need from someone else to make up the difference because they think they got it going on. I'm going to be driving in a Range Rover next year, and I declare God going to take it from somebody else. I don't care whether it's old or new. Trust me. If the stock man take somebody's new car because they couldn't pay the payment and I know you, you ought to be happy for me that I end up with your car. But no, it don't work like that. He got my car. It ain't your car no more if you can't pay the note. You ought to be glad. Boy, if I really say what I really want to say right now, and that's what makes me who I am. I'm transparent in God. And I can really help some people right now by helping myself. And I can help myself without you knowing it. By just change, because I have information that I gathered by talking to you. Number four, in this next move of God, he will make sure that he does not leave no one out in your circle. You see that? Which means your circle next year don't have the luxury to be jealous over you because, watch this, they're going to be blessed too. That's the kind of God we serve. Everybody in my circle going to be so blessed next year. Tell we're going to be going on trips together. We're going to be going out of the country together. You know. And when you can, amen, do that, that means you are a blessing. There's going to be prophetically trips being taken in groups of people. That's right. You're going to be going out of the country. So get your passports together. That's right. God is making. Listen, he's prophesying on this morning. In this next move of God, he will make sure that he does not leave no one out in your circle. You know God is good when the enemy conceives a plan based on a loophole in their oath. When you participated in a local harvest feast where they would dance in public near the vineyard. In other words, God told him, he says, go near the vineyard. I know I'm going to have praisers coming by that way. See, God sets you up to a place by which you ain't going to have no other alternative but to be blessed. He's sending praises your way. He's sending people praising to get you to learn the concept that that's how you get blessed. These people are prey now because they are praisers. These daughters of Shiloh didn't know that the Benjamites was going to grab them. They became prey because they were praising in public. Dancing in public makes you an easy. What that's really saying is what you need is coming to you. Good God from Zion. I felt that right there. Whatever you need is on its way to you. I have to hurry up, y'all. I have to hurry up. In this next move of God, God will make sure he does not leave no one out in your circle. You know God is good when your enemy conceived a plan based on a loophole in their oath. When you participate in a local harvest feast, they would dance in public near the vineyard, near where you are. Last one. People that is left out or feel left out is about to get the biggest blessing of your life. If you feel like, you know what, I've been left out this year, God said a praise is on its way, and all you got to do is watch it praise, and if it prays, then you need to grab it. You need to grab praise. People that is left out or feel left out is about to get the biggest blessing of their life. Favor is in this room, but you have to dance. In other words, if you get an appraiser, you're going to have to connect your praise to it. Don't just get an appraiser and lose it because you're not a appraiser. You have to be the appraiser, amen, and they have to be a appraiser. Now, if you got two people praising, you're going to be rich this year. I prophesy in Jesus' name that if you praise God today in your local assembly, that when you cross over, you are literally going to be blessed. I'm telling you in the most intelligent tone, you're going to be blessed. A blessing is going to hit you so fast that you have to take it right home and try to explain it, but all you need to know is your enemy had something to do with it by treating you so bad. So, can I have this dance? God is up to something. Did y'all hear that, saints of God? I got to help y'all with this one here. People that is left out or feel left out is about to get the biggest blessing of your life. Favor's in the room. But you have to dance for it. A blessing is going to hit you so fast that you have to take it right home and try to explain it. But all you need to know is your enemy has something to do with it. Bye. Watch this. Treating you so bad. So, and I had this dance. Hey, listen, thanks to God, I have to go. God is in the best and business. That's by this.